Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, and we start with local news. On Saturday, March 23rd at 6:13 p.m., the Maury County Fire Department responded to a reported barn fire on Valley Creek Road in the Calioka community. Upon arrival, units found an approximate 20 by 50-foot shop, 90% involved, with approximately 20 hay bales on fire. A 250-gallon propane tank was engulfed in flames in the rear of the shop. A compressed air foam system was deployed from a chief officer vehicle to cool the tank and extinguish the fire in the immediate area until additional apparatus could arrive. Units operated for approximately an hour and a half. On Friday, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, Department of Economic and Community Development Commissioner Stuart C. McWhorter, and Landmark Ceramics UST Incorporated officials announced the company is investing $71.9 million to expand its tile production in Mount Pleasant. Landmark Ceramics plans to create an additional 78 new jobs at its North Main Street location. The expansion in Maury County increases Landmark Ceramics' footprint by more than 400,000 square feet and increases its installed production capacity to 80 million square feet a year. In addition, the project includes the creation of a new logistics hub, which will be modern, highly automated, and equipped with state-of-the-art technology to enhance quality, efficiency, accuracy, and precision for all Landmark Ceramics' logistics services. A subsidiary of Italian-based Gruppo Concord, Landmark Ceramics UST Incorporated is a 100% American ceramic tile company that specializes in the production and marketing of high-quality porcelain tile from its sole location in Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. Since 2020, Tennessee Economic and Community Development has supported nearly 15 economic development projects in Maury County, resulting in approximately 3,400 job commitments and $4.8 billion in capital investment. A bill set to be heard this week in the General Assembly may be Maury County's best chance in 2024 to tap into revenue streams from new construction. House Bill 2426, sponsored by Representative Tim Hicks, a Republican from Gray, Tennessee, would create a new adequate facilities tax option for five fast-growing counties, including Maury. The measure would allow Maury, Montgomery, Rutherford, Williamson, and Wilson counties to increase their adequate facilities tax by 50% next year and by 10% every 4 years afterward. The bill was set to be heard by the House Finance Ways and Means Subcommittee last Wednesday, but was deferred until March 27th. The Senate measure was to go before the State and Local Government Committee last Tuesday, but was deferred until today, March 26th. County leaders have stated for years that Maury County is losing millions of dollars annually in revenue because of its lack of an impact fee charged to new construction. Representative Scott Sapicki has carried the fight for Maury County for a number of years, trying to get the county the authority to enact an impact fee. Previous attempts died at the subcommittee or committee levels. Sapicki said Hicks's bill was a good compromise that could add as much as $4 million annually to the county's budget. "This is the builder's compromise that they have agreed they need to do something to help out here," Sapicki said. "They have Representative Hicks running it because he is a builder himself. They want to make sure that everyone realizes this is okay. It's a tax on builders that the builders are okay with," he said. Builders and realtors' lobbying efforts have killed previous efforts to allow counties to enact impact fees. According to the Tennessee Lookout, the Tennessee Association of Realtors has spent $6.4 million since 2009 on campaign contributions, lobbying, and other political expenditures, while the Home Builders Association of Tennessee has spent $3.7 million over that time. Representative Sapicki said he believed the realtors were on board with Hicks's bill. "This is what happens. You've got to continue to be resolute in what you're trying to do. People realize there's a problem here. Let's solve the problem so we can move on. It looks really good for Mr. Hicks's bill. Hopefully next week it's on the House floor to be voted on and we can get it over to the Senate," he said. Maury County Mayor Sheila Butt said she was hopeful House Bill 2426 would pass, but noted that it would not completely resolve the need for impact fees in a high-growth area like Maury County. The current legislation impacting Maury County is House Bill 2426, which would allow fast-growing counties to opt into the County Powers Act and would allow the County Commission to increase the current adequate facilities fees for Maury County from 50 cents per square foot on residential building up to $1.50 per square foot. The commercial fee would be increased from the current 30 cents per square foot up to $1.50. However, the assessment would only be on areas that are heated and cooled. The high-growth counties must continue to fall into the high-growth parameters set in the legislation or fall back to their current adequate facilities rates. The assessment would be paid before the certificate of occupancy was granted. The fees could only be used for school-related expenses, Mayor Butt said. If this legislation passes, it certainly is not a huge windfall that will cure the ills of the exponential growth in Maury County. It is a tool in the toolbox. Hopefully, House Bill 2426 passes this General Assembly, and we will continue working toward other options that require growth to pay for growth, she said. House Bill 1629, proposed by Sapicki and which would return a portion of the real estate transfer tax back to the counties, was placed behind the budget in February, meaning it cannot be taken up until the General Assembly passes a budget. The bill is not dead, Sapicki noted. Everybody likes the real estate transfer tax bill. Members really like that one because it treats everyone the same across the state of Tennessee. We just have to wait to see what our financial outlook is like next year. That bill alone would return about $5 million a year to Maury County, he said. Representative Sapicki also referenced financial incentives placed within the governor's school voucher bill that he said would benefit Maury and other counties. The bill increases the state's portion of teachers' health insurance from 45 to 60% and includes a $75 per student allocation to be used for school maintenance and upkeep. Representative Sapicki noted that the added health insurance funding does not have to go towards insurance costs, but does remain under the control of the school board. For Maury County, those two parts are going to generate another $4 million. That's recurring every year, he said. Another bill Representative Sapicki said would be coming up, sponsored by Representative Tim Rudd, a Republican from Murfreesboro, would return an extra 2.83% of sales tax revenue to the state's 11 fastest-growing counties, which would include Maury County. That bill has also been placed behind the budget, according to the General Assembly's website. That's a five-year pilot program, but potentially that could return another $2 million to Maury County, Representative Sapicki said. When you add them up, you're getting about $12 million to $13 million a year, which we believe will help out the county commission to where they can stop raising taxes on the people of Maury County, he said. Santa Fe basketball coach Brad Slaughter was recognized this weekend for the by the Basketball Coaches Association of Tennessee, which honored him with its Class A1A Don Meyer Award, presented annually to the organization's Coach of the Year. In his sixth season at the helm of his alma mater, Slaughter led the Wildcats to their inaugural TSSAA state tournament appearance and their first ever state tourney victory as they edged North Greene 53-50 in the quarterfinals before falling 63-51 to eventual champion Chattanooga Prep in the semifinals to complete a 26-6 campaign. The award was presented to Slaughter during the BCAT Court of Honor brunch Saturday at Blackman High School in Murfreesboro, when the organization also inducted its 2024 Hall of Fame class prior to its All-Star Games. Spring Hill Fire Department kicked off its newest Fire Academy program last week to recruit 15 new firefighters into the department, addressing one of the many needs facing the department. As the city and county's population continues to grow, so does the need for additional emergency service resources. This includes addressing Spring Hill Fire Department's issue with short staffing, equipment supply needs, as well as the need for a new fire hall. Today was an historical day for the Spring Hill Fire Department as we started our first full fire academy with 15 firefighters. 13 of those were paid for by the FEMA Department of Homeland Security SAFER grant, Fire Chief Greg Temple said. They're a very diverse group, including our first two female firefighters in the city, he said. City Administrator Pam Caskey added that in regard to local population numbers, that the city's special census is still active, encouraging citizens to participate. In the end, it could save taxpayer money and help fund additional needs like public safety. "We are slow walking into a property tax increase," Caskey said. "It takes 2 minutes. If you know your neighbors haven't done it and you see them out on the back porch, ask them, bug them, tell them to get it done. It's not that hard, and it really will mean a lot overall to the city," she said. To access the Spring Hill Special Census, simply log into the city's homepage at www.springhilltn.org. The Board of Mayor and Aldermen during its last week regular meeting adopted multiple items related to the fire department. These items included a staffing for adequate fire and emergency response or SAFER grant to fund an additional 15 firefighters, as well as a contract to Chris Woods Construction Company for the new fire station number 4 to be located off Duplex Road. Fire station number 4 is scheduled to begin construction later this year with an estimated completion date in the fall of 2025. Murray the Mule is lost in Murray County, and we need your help to find him. Find Murray the Mule hidden in businesses across Murray County for a chance to win $500 and other great prizes. Murray Alliance's annual Where's Murray the Mule Shop Local Passport Adventures starts today, Tuesday, March 26th. The rules are simple. Pick up a passport, find Murray the Mule hidden in as many businesses as possible, and turn your passport in at the Murray Alliance office by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, April 9th. Share your adventure on social media using hashtag MurrayTheMule so everyone can follow along. This year's event was made possible by the generosity of Harmon Scrap Metal in Columbia, Tennessee. Harmon Scrap Metal is a premier scrap metal recycling company and has been family-owned and operated since 1985. You can learn more at www.harmonscrapmetal.com. The Murray County Clerk's Office can now help residents with renewals of license plates or placards each Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Murray County Senior Center located at 1020 Murray County Park Drive. Please drive around to the back of the building and look for the car tag renewal sign near the back door. Forms of payment include credit or debit card or check. No cash will be accepted at that location. Any Murray County resident can use this office. All other transactions will still need to be done through the main office located at 10 Public Square. Also, you can renew online by visiting www.tncountyclerk.com or at kiosks in Spring Hill City Hall or Mount Pleasant Courthouse. Hosted by the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation and presented by First Farmers and Merchants Bank, the annual Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot will take place on Saturday, April 6th at Riverwalk Park in Columbia. Proceeds from the 2024 Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot provide funding for Murray Regional Health's Mobile Medical Unit, which delivers healthcare services to at-risk and underserved individuals throughout southern Middle Tennessee by providing basic health screenings, education, and resources. A portion of the proceeds from the Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot will also support the Foundation's Wellness and Aquatic Center Healthy Living Endowment and the Columbia Parks and Recreation Department. In addition, the Murray County School with the most participation in the event will receive a donation to their physical education program from the Foundation. The Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot is a great tradition for both Murray County and the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation that helps support our mission of providing important healthcare services for individuals who may not otherwise be able to obtain care, Foundation Executive Director Joe Kilgore said. "We're excited to host the Mule Kick 5K and look forward to an exciting race," he said. On Saturday, April 6th, the race will begin at Riverwalk Park in Columbia with an 8 a.m. start time for the 5K and a 9:15 a.m. start time for the 1 Mile Trot. Both runners and walkers are encouraged to participate. Participants may register for the race online by visiting runsignup.com/MuleKick5K. First Farmers is pleased to continue our ongoing partnership with the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation for this year's Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot. We are proud to support the vital work of the Foundation, which exemplifies our dedication to fostering well-being in our region, said Brian K. Williams, Chairman and CEO of First Farmers. In addition to presenting sponsor First Farmers and Merchants Bank, sponsorships ranging from $350 to $2,500 are still available for those who are interested in marketing exposure at the event. For additional information, contact the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation at 931-381-1111, extension 1012. To learn more about the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation, the Mule Kick 5K and 1 Mile Trot, or to make a direct gift to support the Mobile Medical Unit Fund, visit www.murrayregional.com/foundation. The Murray County Historical Society has been granted permission by the Murray County Commission to place a time capsule in the new Murray County Justice Center, currently under construction. A selection committee has been created and is ready to receive items. If you have something small and Murray County related you would like to donate, contact Eric Previti at 931-626-9878, or you can email him at epreviti, that's E-P-R-E-V-I-T-I, at icloud.com. And now, your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Joyce Ernestine Shelby Cochran, 80, a resident of Duck River, Tennessee, passed away on Friday, March 22nd at Murray Regional Medical Center. Funeral services will be conducted on Wednesday, March 27th at 12 p.m. at Highland Church of Christ. Burial will follow at Stand Cemetery. The family will visit with friends on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. at Highland Church of Christ. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Murray County families in the ways they prefer, and why Matt and Susie Sowell believe the way to honor tradition is with especially personal service.
We believe your traditions, your customs, your rites of passage are very important, but we also believe in taking care of your personal wishes as well.
At Oaks and Nichols, we try to do more than just the expected things, so the service you receive honors your heritage and is uniquely yours. And we invite you to experience the difference.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have cloudy skies early with clouds breaking up in the afternoon. The high will be 68 degrees with winds out of the south-southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, we can expect clear skies and a low of about 36 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
When you bank local, you get local expertise. Hi, this is Felicia Brown with First Farmers. We've supported families, individuals, and businesses of Middle Tennessee for over a century. You are more than an account number. You are our community, and we're committed to helping you thrive. Switch to First Farmers, visit myfirstfarmers.com, or call 1-800-882-8378. Member FDIC.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Deciding what your next home will look like, cost in construction, or timing can be intimidating. At The Wave Realty, our licensed general contractors help take the fear out of home building by walking you through the step-by-step process of estimating the cost and designing the look that you desire. You can even stay in your house until your new house is finished. Do you have a family farm or a piece of land you would like to build on? Our prices start at $195 a square foot and include brick and nice finishes. Come by our office and see what we can do for you at 800 Hatcher Lane in Columbia or call us at 931-580-4669.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7. This program is sponsored in part by George Varilis and the great team at The Way Realty. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. Governor Bill Lee was joined by legislative leadership and music industry professionals on March 21st as he signed the Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security, or ELVIS Act, which is first-of-its-kind legislation updating Tennessee's Protection of Personal Rights Law to include protections for songwriters, performers, and music industry professionals' voice from the misuse of artificial intelligence, or AI. Tennessee's music industry supports more than 61,617 jobs across the state, contributes $5.8 billion to our GDP, and fills over 4,500 music venues. From Beale Street to Broadway to Bristol and beyond, Tennessee is known for our rich artistic heritage that tells the story of our great state, said Governor Lee. As the technology landscape evolves with artificial intelligence, I thank the General Assembly for its partnership in creating legal protection for our best in-class artists and songwriters, he said. While Tennessee's pre-existing law protected name, image, and likeness, it did not specifically address new, personalized generative AI cloning models and services that enable human impersonation and allow users to make unauthorized fake works in the image and voice of others. Artists and musicians at all levels are facing exploitation and the theft of their integrity, identity, and humanity. This threatens the future of Tennessee's creators, the jobs that they support across the state and country, and the bonds between fans and their favorite bands. The ELVIS Act builds upon existing state rule protecting against the unauthorized use of someone's likeness by adding voice to the realm it protects. Once again, Tennessee is leading the nation. Today, the ELVIS Act becomes the first-of-its-kind law to protect musicians from AI-generated synthetic media. The rapid advancement of AI is exciting in many ways, but it also presents new challenges, especially for singers, songwriters, and other music professionals. I was proud to work with Governor Lee and my colleagues in the General Assembly to modernize our laws to ensure AI does not threaten the unique voices and creative content of Tennessee musicians, said Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson. The Elvis Act puts in critical safeguards to protect the humanity and artistic expression of Tennessee innovators and creators. While we support the responsible advancement of this technology, we must ensure we do not threaten the future livelihood of an entire industry. This legislation is an important step in maintaining public trust and advancing ongoing efforts to protect and inform Tennessee consumers, said House Majority Leader William Lamberth. Additional industry groups that supported Governor Lee's artificial intelligence legislation include Academy of Country Music, American Association of Independent Music, the Americana Music Association, American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, Broadcast Music Incorporated, or BMI, Church Music Producers Association, Christian Music Trade Association, and many others. Tickets for the 73rd Franklin Rodeo that's happening later this spring have gone on sale. The Cowboys and Cowgirls, Bulls and Horses will be making their way to the Williamson County Ag Expo Park on May 16th through the 18th for plenty of rip-roaring action, according to a press release from the rodeo's producer, the Franklin Noon Rotary Club. Fans will see the best in rodeo action plus this year's entertainment, said Devin Gillum, rodeo chairman. The Franklin Noon Rotary Club donates funds from the rodeo's profits to organizations across Middle Tennessee. Gillum stressed that tickets should be purchased on the rodeo's official website at franklinrodeo.com. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Looking for a physician? Choosing a healthcare provider for your family is one of the most important decisions you will make. Murray Regional Medical Group delivers primary care for individuals of all ages, from newborns to adults, and has an array of specialists ranging from endocrinologists to urologists. With locations in Murray, Lewis, Marshall, and Wayne counties, our experienced team can provide you with quality care close to home. For more information, visit MurrayRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Murray Regional Medical Group. Your health is our primary care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. The President James K. Polk Home and Museum is hosting a special Women's History Tour. This tour will take guests behind the scenes, around the property, and through the Polk Home on a one-hour tour exploring the women of the Polk Home. This engaging tour will delve into the stories of Sarah Polk and her time as First Lady, Ophelia, the troubled sister who lived in the sister's house on the property, and Jane, the first mother who outlived most of her children. Visitors will also learn about Matilda, an enslaved woman and cook for the Polk family, who died from the same cholera outbreak that killed the president. This tour is free for Polk Association members, and regular ticket fees apply to all other visitors. That's $14 for adults and $8 for children. You can reserve your tickets online by visiting www.jameskpolk.com. The President James K. Polk Home and Museum is located at 301 West 7th Street in Columbia. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. If you ever miss a part or all of this broadcast, you can listen to it anytime or read the transcript online by visiting frontporchradiotn.com. It's always there for you. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.